Jesus and what he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. Oh, when I think of the goodness I'm
done for me. My soul cries down, hallelujah.
Praise God for saving me. When I think
of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me.
And what he's done for me, my soul cries out.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Joel, yo quiero usted testifica. Y yo creo hermano Fisher intérprete para ti. Entonces, vení para Carlos. Sister Fisher, you would you interpret for him? You can come up here. I'd like for him to testify a little bit. He hadn't said anything since he's been here.
Yo me paro aquí.
Hoy.
It's a very privilege to be here tonight.
lo que Dios está haciendo,
what God is doing,
en el cuerpo de Cristo es algo increíble.
In the body of Christ is very incredible.
Dios me ha traído a este lugar para salvar mi alma.
God has brought me here to save my soul.
Yo no tengo cómo agradecerle al Señor lo que Él ha hecho por mí.
I don't know how to tell the Lord how much I appreciate what He's done for me.
Porque lo que yo estoy conociendo hoy en día es grande para mí.
Because what I feel these few days is so much greater for me.
Yo he visto el sacrificio que yo he hecho para yo poder estar en el cuerpo de Cristo.
I've seen the sacrifice that's been made for me to be in the body of Christ.
Y para mí es ya eso no está significando nada por yo solamente por el deseo que tengo de seguir conociendo lo que estoy viendo en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Yes, and I have such a big desire, deep desire to be in the body of Christ, to learn more.
Es una gracia para mí, es una gracia para usted el haber estar en este lugar.
It's a privilege for me to be here, for you, for everybody to be here.
Tú no vas a encontrar vida en otro lugar.
You're not going to receive life in another place.
Oh, gracias, Jesús. Oh, gracias, Señor.
Thank you.
Hace 4 años aproximadamente.
It's been 4 years approximately.
Yo estuve a punto de perder las piernas.
I was going to lose my leg.
Pero Dios tenía el control de todo y yo no lo sabía.
But God was in control of everything, but I didn't know.
Él tenía un propósito conmigo para yo estar en este lugar.
He had a purpose for me to be in this place.
Estábamos a punto de tener la tercera reunión en República Dominicana.
We were in the midst of having the third reunion at the Dominican Republic.
Y estábamos en lo preparativo de alistar la casa para recibir gente y cosas.
Get prepared to have people over the church.
Y yo siempre he sido una persona diligente en cuanto a las cosas de Dios. Siempre me ha gustado ayudar a mi papá y me he estado al lado de él siempre.
Usually I'm the type of person I like to be right there by my father to help him in anything for the body.
Y yo estaba, él me había puesto a trabajar junto a un primo mío en el área de la pintura para pintando los muebles y todas las cosas en la casa.
He put me in charge with my cousin to paint furniture and different things in the church.
Y un día martes mi mamá había tenido un sueño conmigo y yo no sabía.
One day my mother on a Tuesday she had a dream about me but I didn't know.
Ella vio que mi abuela vino frente a la cama de ella. Mi abuela está muerta y vino a la frente a la cama de ella y le dijo, cuida Joel.
She had a dream that she saw my grandmother, my grandmother's dead, that came to the foot of the bed and said, take care of Joel.
Y ese día, mientras yo estaba trabajando en la casa, pintando, mi mamá me estaba siempre, cuidado Joel, y esto.
That day I was painting the house and she kept saying, Joel, be careful, be careful.
Y yo no entendía, yo para mí era una molestia. Yo como joven mirando que mi mamá me está cuidando tanto ya a cierta edad, para mí era una molestia.
Me being young, I was like, quit bothering my mother. She was like being overprotective over me.
Yeah.
She kept telling me to be careful, be careful.
Cuando llega la hora de ir a la iglesia, eso de las 6:30 más o menos.
And at 6:30 when it's time for to go to church.
Yo me quedé junto a mi papá me dijo que me quedara junto a un primo mío para trabajar.
My father told me to stay with my cousin to work.
Y cuando aproximadamente esos de las 8:30 más o menos yo termino el trabajo.
I finished about 8:30.
Y entro al baño.
And I went into the bathroom.
Junto a un potter de tiner nuevo.
In a new
potter de tiner.
¿Qué es eso? ¿Qué es lo tino? Because they have different words there that we
don't.
Para quitar la pintura.
It's thinner.
Oh, okay, okay.
Paint thinner.
Y entré al baño junto con ese pote.
He entered the bathroom with that paint thinner.
A quitarme la pintura.
To take the paint away from his hands.
Y se fue la luz.
And the lights went out.
Y el primo mío entra al baño junto con una vela.
My cousin ran in with a candle.
Joel, explicar por qué la luz no trabaja. Explica qué es eso. Ellos no saben eso.
Okay. En Santo Domingo está la costumbre de que cuando la luz se quiere ir, se va. Pero hay ciertos sectores que tiene 24 horas de luz y otros no.
In the Dominican Republic, the way they conserve electricity over there at random, they turn the electricity off every day in certain sections of the city, of every city. And every city government and electrical company does this. And you never know when they're going to turn out the lights, and they may be out for 2 hours, or maybe out for 4 hours. So you never know when they're going to turn out the lights in the section you live in, but you can count on it every day. They're going to turn them out some time or another. And that's what happened when he went into the bathroom with paint thinner to clean his hand, the paint off his hands. The electricity was cut off, so the lights went out. Of course, they're accustomed to this, so they just start lighting candles and go right on with their normal behavior.
Luego yo, cuando yo estaba en el baño, junto
when,
al pote
when
de
I was in the bathroom,
que la luz se fue,
and the lights went out.
Yo estaba sentado próximo al galón de tiner en el muro de la bañera.
He was sitting in front of the sink, washing his hands.
Y la vela estaba aproximadamente a una distancia como de aquí.
And the candle was like approximately maybe a couple of feet.
Y yo estaba aquí y el baño estaba cerrado ya, mi primo había salido.
And the bathroom was closed and my cousin had left.
Y de un abrir y cerrar de ojos yo vi que el pote de tiner se prendió en fuego y mis piernas se prendieron en fuego.
And then I noticed all of a sudden the candle caught fire, the thinner.
Y cuando yo intento pararme para apagarme el fuego que tenía en los pies, la cortina se me enreda en el cuerpo, prendida en fuego también.
When I was trying to get the fire out of my legs, the curtain wrapped around my body and caught on fire.
Y cuando yo logro quitarme la cortina de mi cuerpo, intento abrir la puerta. Pero también no quería abrir la puerta porque no quería que el fuego saliera para la casa.
And I wanted to open the door, but I didn't want to.
Abrirla porque no quería que el fuego saliera.
Oh, because I didn't want the fire to go out of the room.
A toda la casa.
To burn the whole house.
Y ya yo tenía aproximadamente en esa lucha intentando abrir la puerta más o menos como 20 minutos.
And I usually have opened the door 20 minutes before.
Finalmente, cuando el primo mío le rompió la puerta por fuera,
then my cousin all of a sudden came and opened the door.
Y yo logro salir. En mi casa había una cisterna y yo me tiré a esa cisterna para apagarme el fuego que tenía en los pies.
I threw myself down so I could get rid of the fire off of me.
Y cuando yo me apago el fuego, yo lo que quería era apagar el fuego que estaba en el baño.
I wanted to get that fire out of the bathroom.
Y cuando yo le eché agua, el fuego lo que hizo fue que se prendió más.
As I put water on it, the fire seemed to get bigger and bigger.
Llamamos a los bomberos y ellos dijeron que le echara tierra.
And I had heard somebody said to use sand, dirt.
Yeah. Yo busqué dos cubos de tierra y como quiera el fuego no se apagó.
And I went and got two cups of dirt, but it still didn't.
Finalmente, ellos dijeron que cogiéramos ropa, toallas, sábanas y la chumbáramos de agua y se la tiráramos arriba.
So then, when I got a lot of clothes and towels, got them wet and put it on top of the fire.
Y se la tiramos arriba de la del fuego.
On top of the fire.
Y eso calmó el fuego, lo apagó totalmente.
Then it finally the fire went out.
De pronto la gente me dice, ¿tú no estás quemado? Yo le dije que no.
And the people asked me, are you not burned? And I said, no.
Y cuando ellos me dicen, vamos a revisarte.
Let's receive you.
Yeah, revisarme.
Let's look at you. Let's examine you.
Yeah. Y cuando me revisan, solamente vi que yo tenía un poquito de mi pierna aquí quemada.
He noticed he had some burns on his leg, upper leg,
aquí.
And on the bottom of his leg.
Y yo me siento en la galería a pensar cómo voy a explicar todo eso sucedido en la casa cuando lleguen mis padres de la iglesia.
How am I going to explain to my parents what happened?
Y un vecino me había dicho, vamos a llevarte al médico por si acaso.
And a neighbor asked me to take me to the hospital.
Y yo le dije que no, que me sentía bien.
I told him no, I feel okay.
Cuando pasan 30 minutos, yo estaba sentado y mis piernas comenzaron a temblar, mi cuerpo, todo.
And 30 minutes later, my body started shaking, my legs and everything.
Y yo me empecé a sentir diferente, no me sentía bien.
And I started feeling different. I wasn't feeling good then.
Y yo me paro y voy a buscar al vecino para que me lleve al médico, el mismo que me había dicho que me iba a llevar.
Then I started looking for the neighbor, the one that offered to take me to the doctor.
Él vive aproximadamente a 3 casas de mi casa.
He lives 3 houses away from me.
Y cuando yo me paro y voy a la casa del próximo a la puerta de la casa de él, me desmayé.
Then as I got to his house, I fainted right there in front of the door.
Cuando yo me despierto, me veo en el hospital.
When I woke up, I was in the hospital.
Y cuando abro los ojos y miro mis pies, yo tenía todos los pies blancos de aquí abajo.
When I woke up, I saw my legs were white from down up here to down there.
Todo, totalmente. Y el médico le había dicho a mi papá que no había necesidad de internarme, que todo estaba bien, que me iba a mandar a la casa.
The doctors looked, examined me and said everything was fine. They were going to send me home that night.
Y me fui a casa esa noche para volver al otro día en la mañana a curarme.
I went home that night and then I went back the next morning.
Cuando pasé una semana curándome, ellos me ponían, cuando yo entraba a sala de cura, eran las nueve de la mañana. Cuando yo entraba a la sala para curarme.
Okay, when he woke up and went into the living room, it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Sí. Y a las 9:30 me ponían una anestesia a cuerpo entero.
And 9:30, I was what?
Anestesia.
Oh, anesthesia?
Yeah, anestesia.
Okay.
A cuerpo entero. Que yo me venía levantando, recuperando de esa anestesia aproximadamente a las 7.
Oh, he was just waking up from his anesthesia.
Aproximadamente a las 7 o 8, sí, más o menos.
Okay.
Y finalmente pasé la primera semana, y la segunda semana el médico le dijo a mi papá, va a ver que las cosas no han ido bien, va a ver que hacerle un injerto, y si el injerto no funciona, va a ver que mocharle las piernas.
And they said after about 2 weeks, the doctor said that they might have to cut his legs off.
Y mi papá le dijo, bueno, a mí Dios no me ha dicho nada de eso todavía.
And my father said, I don't know, the Lord hasn't told me anything like that.
Yo no creo que tú vayas a hacer eso porque Dios no me ha dicho nada.
I don't think you need to do that because God hasn't told me anything.
Y recuerdo que él me sacó del hospital ese día y me llevó a la casa.
And he took me out of the hospital and took me home.
Y él tiene un amigo que es médico.
And he has a friend that's a doctor, my father does.
Y él llamó a ese amigo para que me fuera a ver ese día, porque eran las 2 más o menos de la tarde.
And so he called his friend about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and told him to come over.
Y ese amigo de mi papá tiene una buena clínica.
And he has a very good clinic.
Y él le dijo a mi papá, mira, yo tengo una buena clínica y yo no me lo voy a llevar para mi clínica. Yo te recomiendo que lo lleves para la capital ahora mismo, porque si no se te va a morir el muchacho.
Okay, I have a good clinic, he said, but I recommend you take him to the capital.
Yeah.
Because this is serious, or he's going to die if you don't.
Y mi papá se movió, llamó al pastor Green para que le prestara su vehículo.
He called his father, my father got scared and called Brother Green, told him to let him borrow his vehicle.
Y cuando llegamos a la capital, que me hicieron la primera cura, fue a sangre fría.
They gave you cold blood?
Cuando llegamos a la capital,
when he got to the capital,
la primera cura que me hicieron,
the first healing
que me hicieron, fue a sangre fría, sin anestesia.
Oh, they gave him, without any anesthesia, they gave him some blood, right?
Yeah. El problema que había cuando me anestesiaban era que ellos me ponían una gasa.
Gasa. Trapo.
Gasa.
Yeah.
Gasa.
Okay.
Y esa gasa, cada vez que me curaban, salía con carne.
Every time they put gauze around me, the skin would fall off.
Porque esa gasa no era especial para la quemada.
Because that was not made for burnt skin.
Y me ponían una venda también arriba de la gasa.
They would put some more stuff on top of the gauze.
Y cuando llegamos a Santo Domingo, ellos dijeron que jamás en la vida, cuando tienes una herida, te puedes poner anestesia.
Repito otra vez.
Cuando tienes una herida, no te puedes poner anestesia.
When you're in that condition, you're not supposed to be under anesthesia.
Porque lo que cura en realidad es la sangre, es lo que seca la herida.
Because they're, I'm so confused.
Lo que seca. Sí, seca. Cuando la herida se sana.
Dried.
Sí, exacto. Es la sangre que la seca la herida.
The dry blood is what heals.
Mm-hmm.
Heals the body.
Y otra cosa que pasó conmigo, que ellos me estaban dando una pastilla para calmarme el dolor, que se llama diazepam.
Okay. They also gave me a pill to calm me down called diazepam.
Esa pastilla se lo dan a las personas cuando tienen problemas mentales, que son locos.
Okay. That's the kind of pill they give people that are crazy.
Solamente para dormirlo.
So they put them to sleep.
Muy fuerte para mi
edad. Very strong.
Y el problema fue que cuando más la anestesia tan fuerte, mala pastilla, eso estaba destruyendo mi cerebro y mi cuerpo y todo.
That the anesthesia wasn't working, but the pill was. It was making me very, very drowsy.
Y en Santo Domingo me dijeron, si tú hubiese pasado otro día más tomando el diazepam, mala anestesia, yo creo que te iba a morir.
If one day would have gone by and you wouldn't have had that medical attention, you would have been dead.
Y mi papá empezó a orar para que yo me sanara porque él quería que yo estuviera en la reunión.
And my father started praying because he wanted him to be there in the meeting.
Y yo también quería estar en la reunión.
I wanted to be there too.
Y yo le dije a Dios, yo dije, Dios mío, ¿qué voy a hacer si yo necesito tocar en la reunión?
And I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I need to be there to play the drums.
En la reunión, yo
at
necesito
the,
ir.
Meeting, I need to be there.
Y Dios, recuerdo que mi papá llamó al pastor Smith.
And then I remember my father called Brother Smith.
Y el pastor Smith le dijo que eso es un significado de que mi camino no estaba bien, de que yo tenía que enderezarme.
And Brother Smith told my father that was a sign that my steps toward God was not right, that I need to straighten out.
Y solamente tomé aproximadamente 2 semanas o 3 semanas para recuperarme totalmente.
It took about 2 or 3 weeks for me to finally recuperate.
De todo el fuego que pasé, solamente lo único que se quemaron fueron mis pies.
All the fire that went through my body, the only
solamente,
thing that, I have scars on my legs.
Solamente eso es lo único que me queda de todo el fuego que pasé.
Right in his ankles. That's the only scars he has.
Pero yo le doy gracias a Dios porque lo que él hizo por mí es bello.
I give thanks to God for what he's
yeah.
done for me.
Es una gracia para mí.
It's a miracle.
Eso me hace ver lo cuánto Dios me ama.
It just proves to show that God loves me so much.
Quizás ustedes no entiendan ciertas cosas porque yo estoy así.
You don't might not understand why.
Quizás por la razón de que ustedes nunca han estado en una iglesia religiosa, pero yo nací en una iglesia religiosa llamada el Nazareno.
I was born in a religious church.
Y yo conozco eso.
And I recognize.
Yo conozco lo que se vive.
Yeah, I recognize.
Y yo inteligentemente hago mis comparaciones.
And then intelligently I compare.
Y es por eso que siempre yo tengo un gozo en mi alma, porque yo digo, Dios mío, si yo me hubiese quedado en el Nazareno, yo estuviera perdido.
And Lord, that's why I feel I'm very happy in my soul, because I thank God, ya se me olvidó. I thank God.
Si yo estuviera en el Nazareno,
that if I was out there,
yo estuviera perdido.
I would be lost.
Porque yo no iba a encontrar vida para mi alma en ese lugar.
Because I wouldn't have found him. I wouldn't have found life for myself.
Jamás en la vida.
Nothing.
Este es el único lugar donde yo he conseguido corregir mi espíritu.
This is the only place that I found correction
for myself. Donde tener un espíritu agradable a Dios.
A spirit to worship God.
Yo he recibido varias ofertas para irme a crucero, hoteles, donde he podido ganar muy buen dinero.
I've been offered many jobs to receive a lot of money, different places.
Este año, en abril, yo recibí una oferta de $2,500 mensual.
Okay, I got an offer for for $2 million?
$2,500.
$2,500.
Mensual. Y solamente yo iba a tocar de 10 de la, de 9 de la noche, iba a descansar de 9 a 10 y iba a empezar a tocar hasta las 9, hasta la de 10 a 11 y 30.
He was going to work from 9 that night to 10 in the morning.
Y iba a tener mi habitación en el crucero todo el día libre y derecho a todo.
Okay.
Yo iba a tener mi habitación en el crucero.
Habitación.
Habitación, room.
Room.
Room, yeah.
Habitación is just a room.
Okay.
En el crucero.
What's crucero?
He's talking about a cruise ship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They offered him a job to play the drums for a band on a cruise ship.
Okay. Yeah.
$2,500 a month.
Yo iba a tener todos los privilegios que tiene un cliente.
He was going to have all the privileges and all the, you know.
Pero
everything included.
Everything you could ask for.
Yeah. Pero
all
yo,
his meals.
Room.
Yo pensé,
all the girls.
Yo dije, Dios mío, después de. Wow.
Wow.
Yo dije, Dios mío, después de todo lo que Dios ha hecho por mí, ¿cómo yo sería tan incrédulo y no servirle a él?
And I said, Lord, how can I be so ungrateful and for everything you've done for me, how can I accept this
job? ¿Cómo yo voy a estar 3 meses, 6 meses en un crucero sin saber lo que es iglesia, sin congregarme, sin nada? Es algo difícil para mí.
How can I be in a ship for 6 months without worshiping you, you know, going to church?
Es algo difícil.
It's very difficult.
Yo duré 4 meses trabajando fuera de la ciudad en un hotel tocando.
I lasted 4 months. I went 4 months to do that one time.
Y al segundo mes ya yo me sentí incómodo porque yo no solamente iba a la iglesia los domingos.
The second month I was only going to church on Sundays.
Y cuando a veces iba los domingos iba cansado porque viajaba los sábados de madrugada y siempre llegaba eso de las 3 a las 4 de la mañana de la madrugada.
And Sundays, actually, I was so tired because I would get off work 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and go to church.
Y yo me decía, Dios mío, yo estoy incómodo aquí, ahora yo irme para un crucero.
And I said, Lord, I'm so confused.
pero yo le decía, mis amigos me decían, Joel, tú sí eres tonto. Mis amigos me decían.
So his friends would tell me that I was crazy.
Porque yo no cogía los trabajos que me ofrecían.
Because I wouldn't take the job they were offering me.
Pero yo sabía lo que yo estaba haciendo. Yo sé que ellos no me entienden.
I knew what I was doing and I knew they didn't understand me.
Yo sé que al menos que Dios no le abra sus ojos para que vean este lugar, ellos no lo van a ver.
And God didn't open their eyes to see what he was doing in my life.
Uno de los discípulos le dijo a Jesús, Señor, ¿por qué tú hablas en parábola?
And like one of the disciples to ask God, why do you work in parables?
Y Jesús le dijo, porque a nosotros se nos fueron revelados los secretos del reino.
Because they're secrets.
Yeah, del reino.
Of God.
Del cielo. Y yo dije, Dios mío, si yo entiendo esto, lo que es el cuerpo de Cristo, si estoy comiendo tu verdadero cuerpo y estoy tomando tu verdadera sangre, ¿cómo yo rechazaría algo tan valioso?
And I said, Lord, if I take part of your body and your spirit, how can I turn away from you?
Cuando tú pagaste un precio tan caro.
And you paid a price so big for me.
Yo, Dios mío, ¿qué no podría hacer yo por ti?
What can I do for you?
Y aquí estoy.
And here I am.
Tranquilo, Dios ha puesto su mano sobre mí.
God has had his hand on me.
Dios me ha bendecido bastante.
God has blessed me so much.
Yo me siento feliz.
I am so happy.
Me siento contento por estar aquí.
I'm very satisfied to be here.
Yo agradezco a todos ustedes por la forma en que me han tratado.
I appreciate each one of y'all the way y'all treated me.
En especial a la hermana Smith.
Especially Sister Smith.
La quiero bastante.
I love her very much.
Yeah. Es una gracia para mí. Yo de verdad no tengo cómo pagarle a Dios lo que ha hecho por mí. Por eso que ustedes ven la forma en que yo siempre trato de tocar, porque que es una felicidad que siento.
I just don't know how to thank the Lord, but that's how I when I play my drums, I feel like that's what I'm doing, giving thanks to
God. Al estar ahí, a veces no entender la predicación o cosas, y yo no poder a veces expresar verbalmente lo que siento, entonces yo me la descargo con la batería.
Many times I don't understand the ministry, I mean the words that are coming out of the pulpit or testimonies, so I just get my glory in playing the drums.
Yeah, siento que esa es la mejor forma para mí ahora de darle gloria, de darle gracias al Señor y gloria a Dios.
That's the way I express myself
por lo,
by playing my drums.
Por lo que ha hecho por mí.
In expressing how much he's done for me.
Sopórtenme.
So support me.
Sí.
Supporting me.
Yo soy nuevo aquí todavía.
I'm still new here.
Necesito mucho que aprender todavía del cuerpo de Cristo.
Me too.
Yeah. Somos bendecidos.
God bless you.
Joel. ¿Tienes una canción que le canta?
¿Qué recomienda? ¿Quiere que cante?
¿Qué te creo?
Oh, usted sabe. Okay, you know, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí.
Okay.
Let's go, Michael.
What are you he's going to sing a song. While he's getting ready to sing, let me tell you. Okay, espérate un momento, yo quiero hablar un poquito. When he got on fire and got burned, and they called me, you have to understand that he's very talented, and he's very sought after in the Dominican Republic to play drums for different bands. Y'all probably recognize some, but he's an incredible drummer with a lot of talent. And he's well sought after and has been offered a lot of money. And the nightclubs want him. The bands want him. And his mother and father probably receive about $200 a month in income. And for him to be offered, he was playing in a place called Bávaro, which is a resort hotel area where they have, hotel bands and piano music and different things like that. He was making about $1,000 a month just playing there like six nights a week, about 3 hours a night. But, it's worldly. And his father hated for him to do it, but it's such a temptation for him. He God's dealing with him. And of course, when he got burned and they called me, I told them, I said, Joel's tempted with music of the world. I said, God's dealing with him. I feel that. I feel like that's what this is all about. And his father told him what I said. And Joel, he's humble. He's a humble young man. He said, it's true, Daddy. He said, I'm having the world pulling on me, and I'm pulled in different directions. And I told him, I said, God gave you this. When he got out of the hospital for a year, his legs were solid white as any of y'all's legs from knees down. I told him, I said, I don't know if your color will ever come back. But I said, if it don't, it'll be a reminder to you. He still got a little white around his ankles on both feet. I told him, I said, you'll keep that. I said, God wants you to remember, God's got a calling on your life and on your father's life for the body of Christ in the Dominican Republic. And so he he just recently went through, in April of this year, they offered him $2,500 a month to get on a cruise ship with them and be the drummer in the band on that cruise ship for 6 months. All expensive paid. You know, his own room, everything included, plus $2,500 a month. That's tempting, just to take 6 months and in 6 months make $12,500, where your dad's making $2,500 a year. That's 6 years' salary. And it's tempting on all of them. They're paying a great price. And anyway, but God's helping them to see it's worth the price they're paying.
He's over here with
yeah. Now he's over here. God's made a way for him. It's really unheard of. He got a visa and came over here. And when he came, I expected they'd give him about 30 days, maybe 60 days to visit. He got here in August, July. I said, "How long? What's your U-91 say?" Which is the papers that says when he had it. When they, the guy that at customs marks it with how long he can stay here. When I picked him up at the airport, I said, "What's your U-91 say? When you got to go back?" He said, "January." I said, "My God, show me that paper. That can't be true." Sure enough, it said January, and so. In 2010. So they gave him like, you know, 6 months. And so I've just felt to keep him. And he's been a blessing at home. He's, of course, at our house with us, but and been a great blessing. But we're trying to see if we can get him a student visa and get him in college here. It'd be a great blessing for him to learn English and be able to go back home. And he has a great burden for the body of Christ in the Dominican Republic. So anyway, he didn't tell you his testimony about the drums. His father asked him to learn the drums. ¿Cuánto años cumples cuando tú comiences a tocar baterías? 11 or 12 years old, his dad told him, "See, I want you to learn the drums. I need help in the church. Drums are the primary instrument over there." I was watching Sister Wilkins while that song was playing, and he was playing the drums. She couldn't be still. She was jumping up and down over there. She had both legs going and bouncing. If somebody knows how to play the drums, they'll if you got any beat in you, they'll get it out of you. And you can tell, can't you? When he starts playing the drums, he puts something in it that makes it get in you. And so he started taking lessons at about 11 or 12 years old, and after 3 months, he said, "I didn't know nothing about the drums. Didn't even know really if I wanted to learn how to play them, but I wanted to help my dad." But in 3 months, just he said, something seemed like came in me. And he said, after 3 months, I knew how to play the drums better than the guy that was teaching me. I told him, "I don't need no more lessons. I know more than you do about this." It's just a kid. And I've been going over there now for 6 or 7 years. 8 years. So he would just started playing them when I went over there, and I'm telling you, he did know more than the guy that was teaching him. He could play them just about as good as he can now. But he said, "I didn't really learn it. God just gave it to me." He said, it was for God. God just gave me the talent. Said, I just sat down at the drums and it just comes out of me. I don't know how I'm doing everything I'm doing, but he listens and studies different drummers. I mean, he knows Eddie Rich and every great drummer that ever was. He studied all of them. And Buddy Rich. Well, you see how much I know about it. But anyway, but he recognizes that it's God that's touching his life. And so anyway, he doesn't really sing at home, but I just thought he'd maybe sing for you. This song says, "Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí." Look what God has done for me. Eso que canto. His mama wrote this song. The verses say, "I didn't know there was a place like this place where the hungry souls could be fed. I didn't know there was a place like this place, but You brought me here. And then it says, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Look what the Lord has done for me.
Me sacó de la oscuridad.
He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Me trajo a la claridad.
Uh-huh. Oh, look what the Lord has done for me. She wrote that after she found the body of Christ. So anyway, I guess he's going to play the drums and sing. I never have heard him do this, so I'm anxious to hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
A su cuerpo Cristo Jesús me ha llamado. Esperanza nueva a mí me dio. Desde que su cuerpo encontré, mi vida Cristo transformó. Es doy gracias que en su nombre ahora estoy. A su cuerpo Cristo Jesús me ha llamado. Esperanza nueva a mí me dio. Desde que su cuerpo encontré, vida Cristo.
Since I found the body of Christ,
le doy gracias que en su nombre ahora estoy. Un solo cuerpo, un solo Señor, un solo cuerpo, un solo Señor, una nación, un solo cuerpo, oh, gloria a Dios. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí.
Look what the Lord has
Mira
done for
lo
me.
Que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad. Me trajo a la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí.
Oh, look what the Lord has done for me.
Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad. Me trajo a la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. No moriré. Aleluya, no moriré. Porque tengo
no more death.
El Espíritu
oh, hallelujah.
Sobre
no
mí.
More death.
Aunque no tenga carne ni hueso sobre mí, por la fe yo sé que no moriré. No moriré, aleluya, no moriré. Porque tengo el Espíritu sobre mí. Aunque no tenga carne ni hueso sobre mí, por la fe yo sé que no moriré. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad. Me trajo la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad. Me trajo la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. No moriré, aleluya, no moriré. Porque tengo el Espíritu sobre mí. Aunque no tenga carne ni hueso sobre mí, por la fe yo sé que no moriré. No moriré, aleluya, no moriré. Porque tengo el Espíritu sobre mí. Aunque no tenga carne ni hueso sobre mí, por la fe yo sé que no moriré. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad. Me trajo la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad. Me trajo a la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. No moriré. Aleluya, no moriré.
No more death. No more death.
Porque tengo el Espíritu
Because
sobre
I have
mí.
The Spirit of God now.
Aunque no tenga carne ni hueso sobre mí, por la fe yo sé que no moriré. Oh, no moriré. Aleluya, no moriré. Porque tengo el Espíritu sobre mí. Aunque no tenga carne ni hueso sobre mí, por la fe yo sé que no moriré. Oh, no moriré, no moriré, no moriré, no moriré, no moriré, no moriré. No, ten carne, mi hueso sobre mí, por la fe, yo sé que no moriré. Lo que hizo por mí, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Eso sobre mí, oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad, me trajo a la caída. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. No moriré, no moriré, no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré,
no moriré.
No moriré,
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 no moriré, no moriré,
no moriré, no moriré, no moriré,
no moriré, no moriré, no moriré, no
moriré, no moriré, no moriré,
no moriré,
te sacó de la oscuridad, te trajo la claridad.
Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí.
Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me trajo la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Yeah. A su cuerpo Cristo Jesús me ha llamado. Esperanza nueva a mí me dio. Desde que su cuerpo encontré, mi vida Cristo transformó. Le doy gracias que en su nombre ahora estoy. Yes. A su cuerpo Cristo Jesús me ha llamado. Esperanza nueva a mí me dio. Desde que su cuerpo encontré, mi vida Cristo transformó. Le doy gracias que en su nombre ahora estoy. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad, me trajo a la claridad. Oh, mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Mira lo que Dios hizo por mí. Me sacó de la oscuridad, me trajo a la claridad.
Oh, all right, praise God. All right. Praise God. It's good to have Brother and Sister Coles here tonight. And their skinny daughter, Sister Christy. Maybe she'd testify. Get her daddy going.
What do you say after that? I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for all that God's done for me. I want to thank Him once again for helping me lose weight, because I